Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it's time for our kids' clinic on the hard shoulder. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital, is with us as always. And we're going to talk about helmets for children. Suzanne, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to tell you now in advance that we are going to get a barrage of abuse here. And it was a barrage of abuse you weren't expecting. But any time I've ever talked about bicycle helmets for children, we get a load of people saying we shouldn't have helmets on children. We just should have safer drivers. And all of it makes me very, very cross. But it's on the way, just to steel yourself for it. How important is it? He asks of the medical doctor, to wear a helmet if a child is on a scooter or a bike.
Well, it's funny. I looked into it because we often get asked this question. And so I did do a little bit of digging around in the research. And the answer from the research is phenomenally strong. And research doesn't always give you clear answers. But on this one, it does. A helmet hugely reduces your chance of having a serious injury. It's very powerful research.
Most of the research was conducted on cyclists as well. But if you're falling off a bike, it's kind of similar to falling off a scooter, isn't it? Particularly if you're going along at speed.
Yeah, no, I think you'd have to say young kids are going along on the path. But that's how they're learning, I suppose, how to move on wheels. And all we can do is look at the research, which predominantly is carried out on adult cyclists. But why would it be any different for small children who have thinner skulls? And actually, they can get up to some fair speeds on their little scooters.
They certainly can, and they can take you out as they're going along as well. A number of studies you were looking at here about before and after the mandatory helmet wearing, and there was a dramatic reduction in the number of fatal injuries, wasn't there?
Yeah, and that's very clear from both Canada and Australia, where they have mandatory rules around wearing helmets. And they have done before and after studies, and the decrease is dramatic. And I suppose none of us really mind that much if we get a bump or a scrape, or, you know, maybe we break a tooth or something like that. But what we really are interested in our kids is reducing serious injury or, God forbid, death. And that's where the research is actually clearest, is that it's the serious injuries that helmets reduce the chance of.
They won't stop you from breaking an arm, though, if you have a helmet on.
Unfortunately not, no. And they don't do anything really for your spine or your chest. So if you fall, you fall, and you are going to hurt yourself. But our brains are so precious and generally don't respond very well to treatment. So it's most important that we preserve brain health.
One of the things that will inevitably be the conversation with a child and a parent is, oh, do I have to? Because it mightn't be cool to wear a helmet, or it wrecks my hair, or any number of excuses that could be put forward by children as to why they shouldn't wear a helmet. How should we broach the conversation without scaring the daylights out of them about the potential outcomes here?
It is a tricky one, and it happens in all of our houses. And I regularly see schoolboys cycling up the road with the helmet dangling from the handlebars. And I'm sure there's a mother or a father.
Are the strap undone? That one always does it for me as well.
I know. And there's some poor parent believing that their child has it on their head. But look, I think the key is to get in when they're age 2 or 3 and they're going on their scooter, and just it's an automatic thing. helmet on the head, because actually, if you do it young enough, it will feel very strange for them to be on a bicycle without having a helmet. There will be a couple of years, the teenage years, where they're going to rebel against it. But I think if you've put in the work and got them used to the helmet, like the way they wear the gum shield playing rugby, they're not allowed on the pitch without it. It's kind of got to be the same thing.
We had this argument and discussion back when helmets weren't mandatory in hurling. They were always mandatory for children, but then magically at 18, your brain becomes a superpower, or your skull becomes a superpower, and doesn't get cracked open by a large piece of ash swinging at you at speed. So, you know, now it's just accepted you have to have your hurley on when you're on the, you have to have your helmet on when you're on the pitch with your hurley. We kind of need to get that as something that bleeds through into the conversation about cycling.
We do. But I mean, there is no doubt that the research also supports much safer intersections and general cycling conditions. So it's not to go against that. That is really important. Unfortunately, what's under our control as parents and as doctors is the child wearing the helmet. So whatever you can do under your own control, you might not be able to go out and make your own segregated cycle lane, which is what you'd like for your child. What you can do is try and get the helmet onto them.
I'd like to say that we're out of the blocks on the texters saying we're talking nonsense. Yeah, here we go. Now, steel yourself. I told you that there was a risk of this. It was always going to happen, unfortunately, Suzanne. Kevin says we need safer drivers, not helmets on children.
Yeah, no, safer drivers would be great.
That'd be great.
I'm on my bicycle today and I have my helmet with me. But the thing is that kids will just generally come off pavements and bump into things as well. So it's not just the crashes with cars is the issue. It's also just there's a lot of furniture on the street in terms of signs and bollards and poles. And if kids crash into them off a scooter or a bike, they can really damage their head.
I'm not as much concerned about being hit by a cyclist on the myriad of cycle lanes that have popped up in our cities. I'm more concerned about the child on the electric scooter coming at me at speed, because you know they can motor at 30, 40 kilometres an hour. And if you get hit by them, you can do untold damage to both of you. I mean, I won't be wearing a helmet, but they probably should be, shouldn't they?
Oh, they are a hazard. And unfortunately, in the last year or so, we have had some children come into the hospital quite seriously injured, falling off electric scooters. I realise that there's no particular law around their use at the moment, but I think that that will be coming, because having a 5 or a 7 year old as a side passenger or a co-passenger on an electric scooter without helmets, it's a recipe for disaster. They're travelling very fast, and if they fall, it's going to be serious harm.
Texter says, I'm pro helmet, which is something they probably didn't expect to type on a phone today, but yet there they go. But there was a significant reduction in the number of cyclists in Australia once helmets became mandatory. The greatest improvements in safety came from numbers on the road. We need more cyclists to drive more safe cycling conditions. But I don't know about you, Suzanne, but I used to cycle to school every single day. I was knocked off my bike twice while doing that, thankfully, with no ill effect. But I get the impression now that it's just not the done thing, because I went back to my old school, and where the bike sheds used to be a source of all smoking and bike storage, they were gone. They no longer existed because kids aren't cycling to school anymore.
Some of that is due to the length of commute, though, as well. I think with people living further and further away from their schools, it is an issue. And then both parents out working, there's a pressure to get the child out on the road and into the school so that you can head off to work. I think it's quite a complicated thing. And in terms of Australia, they did experience a decrease in the number of cycling, but the numbers came back actually after a couple of years. And certainly in Denmark, where there's a huge culture of cycling, helmet use again has been shown to reduce significant injury. But there is no doubt that plenty of people cycle in Denmark without helmets as well, because they generally have a safing cycling culture.
Well, Chris, anyway, is in firm agreement with you. It was quite simple with our kids. No helmet, no bike. End of story, which I think is the most sensible text we've received so far on it. Dr. Suzanne Crowe, consultant in paediatric intensive care at Crumlin Children's Hospital. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Jonathan.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.